Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Jared Howland is with us. He's public affairs consultant and Irish Times columnist to bring us up to speed on some stories you may not have seen and give analysis on some of those that you may have. Dr. Mike Ryan, a name that we all became very familiar with during COVID because, of course, executive director at the time of the World Health Organization. He's suggesting that the Irish flag has been hijacked in a very toxic form of nationalism.
Yes, Anton, there was a conference yesterday in Croke Park, I should say, attended by President Connolly, the Global Irish Civic Forum. It was the occasion to launch the Ireland's diaspora programme for the next 4 years. We'd be spending 17 million on that. And it was a very interesting look at life around the world. But what this man, who is so well known to us during COVID, said, you know, the flying of the flag for toxic nationalism is really undermining what the flag means. The green, white and orange, the white peacefully unifying different elements, not just in a geographical version, but also in terms of culture and harmony. And that Ireland, it doesn't represent who or what we are.
But how do you look at a flag and know whether it was flown for positive reasons or malign reasons? How do you know the thinking behind the person who put it up?
I think in Dublin now you can, and you can do so very easily. I think when you see that flag stuck to a lamppost or a series of them on lampposts on a given street, I think you know instinctively, without further advice, that this is not about harmony. It's not about welcome. It's not about national pride. It is about either anger about ourselves or denigration of others or people among us who are part of us being belittled or denigrated.
The other thing with the way that it is flown, if you look at the sort of rules around the US around flying of the flag, there's a whole series of things about not leaving it up at night, folding it in a certain way, making sure that it is on a flagpole. We seem fierce willing to cable tie a tricolour to anything that'll hold still. A flagpole is a completely unnecessary adornment for many people who hang the tricolour.
It is, and a very, very long time ago, I was in the FCA, so how to fly the flag, how to carry it, it never, ever must be allowed to touch the ground. It must always be down before it was dark. There's a whole protocol around this. Now, a little informality, with good cheer and good intentions.
Yeah, Patrick's
won't,
Day.
Won't do any harm.
A flagpole is a good thing.
But this flying of the flag in that way, which we know when we see it, is harmful. It's nasty. It's un-Irish.
53106 if you have a view, or 087-1400-106. Flogging Kerrygold at a premium to your own nation while selling it cheap to the Germans is a shocking revelation. Keep in mind that we had to introduce it, according to the old Kerrygold ads, to the French by importing them directly to experience the butter. We'll all remember this.
Those two French lads seem to be enjoying themselves.
Hello, there is something I can help.
Well, you could put a bit of butter on the spuds, Andre.
Ah, Kerrygold. You have this in Ireland too?
Yeah. So not only do we have it in Ireland, we have it more expensively in Ireland, apparently.
Well, I have shopping advice, Anton. If you went to Berlin to buy 20 kilogram of Kerrygold,
okay,
the savings on what you would have to pay for it here would pay for a return flight, albeit one that you would get at the cheapest possible rate. That you'd be mad enough to do it is quite a different thing. But basically, in Berlin,
what's your maximum baggage allowance? Would you get 20 kilos of butter?
Yeah, the issue of melting.
I think it's cold down there. It should be all right.
Yeah, no, but I'm not advising it. But basically, in Berlin, in Lidl, you can get Kerrygold for $2.99 a kilo, and whereas it's $7.96 here. But when you go into the depths of this, because it's a stunning difference, the reality is that what Lidl is doing in Germany, and it says a lot about the brand Kerrygold, it drives footfall. So in Germany, Kerrygold is so big and so popular that if it is the loss leader, it attracts footfall and drives sales on other goods around the shop. So for periods, for times. They really dropped that price as a commercial tactic to get little items sold off the shelves and people in all around. So it's a backhanded compliment to the brand in a fairly major way.
Well, somebody will correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think Kerrygold was Ireland's first billion-dollar export brand. I think it was the first export that crossed the billion-dollar threshold. It's a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal success.
And I, you know, it wouldn't happen in France. I was at dinner, at a dinner on during the week. A very nice lady from France was sitting beside me, and she looked aghast as I spread and sprawled butter over everything.
Oh, sure, only right and proper, Jared. Now, horrifying news. The Apprentice, the TV show which brought us such presidents as Donald J. Trump, may be coming back with another Trump.
Yes, the baby Trump, who, by the way, was damned with faint praise by his own father. Will Amazon revive The Apprentice? Let's see.
Well, they tried it with Schwarzenegger and it died to death. Amazon didn't, but he really did shepherd it into palliative care.
They insist it's all completely speculative. Nothing's being decided. When the president was asked in the Oval Office what he thought about his son getting it, he said, and I quote, "He's good. He's a good guy. He's probably good. He's got a little charisma going." Oh,
you can just feel the paternal love emanate from the man, can't you?
But it's interesting about Amazon, because these are the people who put out the film Melania. They paid $40 million for that, even though Disney were only bidding $26 million. They spent another $35 million flogging it. And they got precisely $16 million back at the box office. And now they're talking about baby Trump doing The Apprentice again, even though daddy doesn't think he's so good. And the speculation is this really about Amazon or the Trumps, or about Amazon making programs that people really want to watch?
Or is it about Jeff Bezos knowing on which side of his bread his Kerrygold is applied?
Exactly.
One final thing before you go. RTE technical staff are very disappointed at Mass.
Yes, and Telebingo and various other things. There was a SIP2 conference in Liberty Hall the other day, and a RTE sound engineer, Aisling Grafferty, had a lot to say about various outsourced programmes, and that SIP2 event was about outsourcing.
Mass has gone shoddy, Jared.
Well, as a former altar boy, as well as ex-FCA, how you jingle your bells at the precise moment and how many times... You spend a lot of time and training to do that properly, and if Orchie can't get it right, it's not life as I remember it.
Were you an altar boy and in the FCA simultaneously or concurrently?
No, I have to deny that allegation. The answer is emphatically no.
Jared, thank you very much. That is Jared Helen, 53106. If you want to get in touch, you're 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.